covering all of Southeast and South Central North Dakota. This is KDAK News with Greg.
Critical fire weather conditions are occurring today and this evening across most of western and central North Dakota. Relative humidity values as low as 20%, sustained northwest winds 25 to 30 with gusts of 45 miles an hour, and dry vegetation has prompted a red flag warning. Any fires that ignite could spread rapidly and become difficult to control. Tomorrow could be windier with even lower relative humidity. A fire weather watch has been issued for much of the western and central parts of the state for tomorrow. Well, gas prices across North Dakota rose 1.5 cents in August. It's been 16 years since motorists paid a lower average price for the month. Today's statewide average stands at $2.11, while the national average is $2.23. On this day 1 year ago, North Dakota motorists were paying $2.57, while nationally the average stood at $2.58. The average price paid for a gallon of regular gas in North Dakota during August was $2.10. Last year, the monthly average was $2.63. Last time the August average was below $2.10 was in 2004 when the average was $1.93. Gasoline demand continues to increase but still remains below last year's level. At the same time, gasoline supplies remain well above average for this time of year. As the summer travel season comes to a close, the trend for prices is lower. The Army Corps of Engineers is recommending that the federal government negotiate a settlement with North Dakota for more than $38 million. That the state spent policing protests against the Dakota Access oil pipeline. The request comes following a federal judge's decision last month to deny the federal government's motion to dismiss North Dakota's lawsuit seeking to recover the damage the state claimed from the months-long pipeline protests almost 4 years ago. North Dakota Republican U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer calls the recommendation very significant and the right thing to do for the federal government. The $3.8 billion pipeline has been moving oil from the Dakotas through Iowa to Illinois for more than 3 years. Let's look at the latest in news. I'm Greg for KDAK, the Cardinal.